Welcome, and welcome back to the latest edition of Brandler Bits. I'm Jeff Brandler. As the calendar starts to turn towards December, we've all become aware of some things happening outside. The days are getting shorter, the sunlight is getting less, some of us don't see the sun at all, depending on what our hours of work are, the sun sets earlier, it almost seems like we have sun rationing, as the sun only comes out for a few hours a day. All of our moods start to get a little grumpier, a little gloomier. In the Northeast, most people probably have this reaction. It's what we call seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. Very rarely in the psychology field does an acronym actually tell us something. SAD is a pretty accurate statement for people who feel kind of gloomy, kind of dumpy, kind of mopey, mostly driven because there's not a lot of sun. And the thing is that this is somewhat anecdotal in its diagnosis, because the reality is that most people don't have the true aspect of what's called seasonal affective disorder. We just all have the symptoms. And the symptoms are pretty simple. Oversleeping, appetite changing, wanting more foods that are high in carbohydrates. It's the holidays, isn't it? As a result, there's weight gain. As a result, there's tiredness or low energy. Boy, that sounds like just the day after Thanksgiving, doesn't it? And as November turns to December and December into January and January into February, we have this ongoing seasonal slump. We love the days when the sun comes out, but of course those days it's probably about 30 degrees outside, so it's not like you're going to go for a walk in the park. We know that lots of people have this. Lots of people have some of these symptoms. Interestingly enough, women are diagnosed with seasonal affective disorder 4 times greater than men. And it appears, as I said before, the further south you go, the less people have this. It's a Northeastern thing. Having given you the gloomy facts here, let's talk about what we can do about it. Based upon research, there are 2 words for seasonal affective disorder. Not those 2 words. There are 2 words for the treatment of seasonal affective disorder. It's called light box. You might say, what's a light box? It's a box that has light. No, seriously. It is a way that produces and mimics sunlight to help give you that better feeling that we all get. You can look it up. There are many different types, many different places sell them. And back in the 90s and in the 2000s, there was a research study they did in Canada where they measured the light box versus Prozac for the effectiveness in improving people that had seasonal depression. And light box was superior. 2 words for treatment, light box. You can also do things like take vitamin D. You can also go to therapy. You can work on your exercise. You can work on your nutrition. All of us are going to have these days where we feel pretty crappy, pretty gloomy, pretty mopey. However, the person who truly has seasonal affective disorder will have those symptoms in great detail most of the time, almost every day. And so if you recognize as the calendar turns and it starts getting darker and darker that that is your experience, that it's not a seasonal thing, it's not a this too shall pass thing, it's every day seems this way, and every day seems like depressed, gloomy, can't get out of bed, don't feel like doing anything, etc., etc., that is a great time to go see your doctor and get a further evaluation. Because sometimes people with a regular depression have a seasonal pattern, and it's the seasonal pattern that helps them to diagnose it. For the most of us, and the rest of us, who don't have the true diagnosis of a seasonal depression, our job is to remember that this will be December, followed by January and February, and then March will occur. And one little tip that I might pass out is that once The true winter solstice happens December 21st, 22nd, whatever that is. It would be my strongest suggestion to go to your favorite site that tells you when sunset occurs. Weather Underground is one, there are many others. And you can see that every day it seems to get a little bit more sunlight. And it will say, today will be 37 seconds longer than yesterday. Today will be 1 minute and 25 seconds longer than yesterday. And to me, that is that hopeful thing as we are headed towards spring, where it will be light and it will be warm, and we will then get through the winter. That is my suggestion for one cognitive thinking way of improving this seasonal pattern, in addition to all the other things that we can do. If you have questions or comments about today's Brandler Bits, feel free to contact me. The easiest way is at my website, www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is Brandler Bits. We'll be back with some more bits coming up soon.